Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win desks, solar solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at absa.africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Over 1,500 court cases referred to mediation in 2025. Bose withdraws 95% of old banknotes from circulation. In global news, Madagascar military leader dissolves government in surprise move. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news of 13 hours. My name is Constance Moizina Mwinga. Over 1,500 court cases were referred to mediation across the country in 2025, marking a significant increase from the average of 400 referrals recorded in 2024. Chief Justice Mumba Malila has attributed the rise to growing recognition of mediation as an effective tool for speeding up the delivery of justice. In a speech read for him by the Advisory Committee on Court Annexed Mediation and Delay Reduction, Chairperson Lady Justice Abha Patel, during the opening of the Advanced Commercial Mediation Training in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Malila said the process enables disputing parties to resolve their conflicts amicably. Dr. Malila said mediation helps create an enabling environment for businesses to thrive while promoting peace and economic development in Zambia. He has since urged judges to take the lead in offering litigants the option of alternative dispute resolution, ADR, mechanisms, and encourage them to follow the guidance on case referrals outlined in the High Court Amendment Rules and the Statutory Instruments 72 and 73 of 2018. Dr. Malila said increased use of mediation will help decongest the courts and improve access to justice.
A total of 1,540 cases were referred to mediation throughout the year in 2025 across Lusaka, Ndola, Kabwe, and Livingston. This is a significant rise from an average of 400 cases referred during mediation settlement week of the previous year. Of this 1,540 referrals, the Industrial Relations Division of the High Court accounted for 952, the General List 246, the Commercial Division 182, and the Family and Children's Division 51. The Subordinate Court recorded 107 referrals, with Livingston and Lusaka referring 53 and 36 respectively.
Meanwhile, Pepperdine University and Sudro Global Justice Institute representative Professor Danny DeWalt commended the Zambian judiciary for its commitment to promoting alternative dispute resolution mechanisms.
This was close to the heart of the Chief Justice, that Zambia would be a leader across the continent of Africa, and I'm here to congratulate you, particularly this room, for the time commitment, the devotion, the commitment to promoting ADR not only in Zambia and across Zambia for your people, but as a leader across the continent.
The Bank of Zambia, BOZ, says it has withdrawn 95% of old banknotes from circulation as of 28th February 2026, leaving only 5% of the old notes still in circulation. According to a notice shared on its Facebook page, the remaining notes amount to approximately 0.83 million. The central bank has since urged members of the public to exchange any remaining old banknotes before the March 31st, 2026 deadline, stressing that there will be no extension of the deadline for the exchange period. The bank has advised individuals and businesses still holding the old notes to deposit or exchange them at commercial banks and designated financial institutions before the deadline to avoid losing value. In more news, the Zambian Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has warned that the removal of the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ stamp from ballot papers without a clear alternative safeguard could undermine public confidence in the electoral body. The ECZ has proposed removing the official mark, arguing that it has contributed to a significant number of ballot papers being rejected during elections. However, speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza said the rejection of ballot papers is more likely due to voters either marking more than one candidate or failing to clearly indicate their preferred candidate. Mr. Mwanza added that if ballot papers were indeed rejected due to the absence of the official stamp, then electoral officers responsible for stamping the ballots may not have carried out their duties diligently. He has since urged the ECZ to retrain its staff on the importance of stamping ballot papers or consider deploying additional personnel if the current officers are overwhelmed by the volume of ballots that require stamping.
For me, it is not because probably the Electoral Commission did not stamp the ballot papers. It is because the mark was not clear or it couldn't be attributed to any one of the candidates, and so it's rejected. So, if at all it is true with what the CEO of the commission has said, which I'm not disputing, what is the solution? Is the solution to remove the mark altogether? The solution is not to remove the mark. The mischief is that the electoral officers, people that are being paid to put the ballot, to put the stamp, are not doing their duty. So it calls on the commission to ensure that they can retrain these people.
Development advocate Joseph Kangwa has called on youths across Zambia to rise and reclaim the country from what he describes as toxic politics and moral decay. In his message ahead of the Youth Day this Thursday, Mr. Kangwa says young people must begin to recognize their potential and responsibility in shaping the country's political and developmental future. He has observed that the current political environment has become increasingly toxic, with social media platforms flooded with misinformation and divisive narratives. Mr. Kangwa says while some misleading content is produced by young people, much of it is also engineered and circulated by politicians, creating an atmosphere that promotes tribalism, spreads falsehoods, and deepens divisions within society. He further states that the current political culture has transformed politics into a tool for personal power, vengeance and enrichment, saying this trend has contributed to a morally weakened system that continues to erode societal values and undermine the collective aspirations of citizens.
We must rise and claim our place in leadership, not through begging, but through standing firm. Not through compliance, but through courage. Not as sycophants, but as leaders. This will pave the way for a new path forward, where the youth and the people of Zambia determine their own future, their political power, and their government leadership, and command the respect and dignity they deserve. It is also time that we begin giving politicians the agenda of the issues we want them to address.
In global news, Madagascar's military ruler, Colonel Michael Randriarina, has dissolved the government unexpectedly, dismissing the Prime Minister and the entire cabinet, according to a statement from his spokesperson. The statement said the government has ceased its functions, adding that Randriarina will appoint a new prime minister in line with the provisions stipulated by the constitution, but no reason was given for the move. Randriarina seized power last October from Andry Rajoelina following weeks of youth-led protests on the Indian Ocean island. The BBC reports on other world news stories.
Iran's Revolutionary Guards have dismissed President Trump's suggestion that the U.S. and Israeli war with Iran is almost complete, saying it will be them, not the Americans, who determine the end of hostilities. Tehran has fired more drones and missiles at its Gulf neighbors. Mr. Trump had acknowledged that the conflict would not end this week. Israel's prime minister has also said his country is not done yet in Iran. The price of oil has recovered somewhat from Monday's highs, but traders are warning they expect markets to remain volatile while the war continues. Meanwhile, European stock markets have risen on opening. In Asia, shares have also recovered some of Monday's